We're back, the Neil Haley Show on the Total Celebrity segment. And I tell you what, I remember this guy for one reason, and I'd come up and talk about this, and that's The Drive. A huge Denver Bronco fan, was watching it, was giving up, and I could say I liked the Browns then too, because I don't think the Steelers were that good. They were an okay team, but they weren't good enough to go to that next level. And Anthony was tasting the Super Bowl, but again, I'm excited to welcome to the program former Cleveland Brown, Philadelphia Eagle, and Steeler personnel, Anthony Griggs. Anthony, how are you? And thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks, Neil. Really appreciate this opportunity to come on. This is great. Feeling good.
I know you're feeling good, and I think that we're gonna have like a bi-weekly segment to talk about different things that are important. But the first thing I wanted to talk about is one thing that you've been really working hard to do, is to work with kids, especially in the summers, but you're trying to expand that to even more things. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, one of the things everybody obviously understands my background being in sports, and I've had such a rewarding experience with sports and the life lessons that it brings. And I've always tried to give back and talk about sports in that avenue as a positive thing. Now, I go to places and I talk, but I just try to make it so that kids and parents and communities, organizations, administrators understand that sports is a viable thing in our society that does have positive benefits. And so I come up with a system called Life is a Sport, and you can win it. Life is a sport, and you can win it. And that is really just some life skills that I have had six elements in sports for you to train to really help kids to understand and parents understand about sports and what it can give you from a life skills standpoint. See, every athlete has to train. Every athlete has to get ready to compete. And every athlete has to come with the right mindset. And there are six elements that involves. It involves your skill, your endurance, your speed, your conditioning, your diet, and your rest. And each of those, as an athlete, you will understand them, or you heard about them, or somebody's going to keep preaching them to you. But I think that they also apply to your life and life skills. Skill is the number one thing in sports, no matter how strong, no matter how fast. Your skill level is really going to be the separator for you in any sport, how much better at a skilled position you are than the person you're competing against. And also, that's the same in life. Your skill, what do you go to school for? What are you studying? What are you trying to be better at? So for me, I try to have it so that I can go out and I can talk to kids. I have different venues that do that in. We've had what we call Stepping Toward Success seminars where kids can come. We're going to have another one this summer or fall, where kids can come to a place and get those winning elements, the Life is a Sport Win It series. We have it one-on-one counseling. I've done one-on-one counseling with kids. I go in, I do assemblies. I go in and do special workshops where I'm there for a certain amount of hours, or I'm there for a certain amount of weeks, and kids come. So different venues, working with the Steelers have given me a great insight to a lot of things, because I work with the Steelers in player development as their director of player development. It gave me a lot of life skills at the highest level. These guys, players, people and shoes that I played in, that I've been a professional athlete. So I know some of the shortcomings too. And I see that it really starts with the kids at a young age of life skills. And so with that, I'm trying to put that out there a little bit more, trying to see. And there's a lot of organizations and businesses that definitely help me do that. And you're one of them.
No, that definitely. And it's such an important thing to teach those life skills, and bringing up the whole life is a sport, because there's adversity in sports. Not to mention the great season that your daughter had at IUP, but to have to take that loss in the Final Four where they all wanted to win the national championship, that's a life lesson, isn't it, Anthony?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's such a dynamic part of sports that people forget that it's entertainment, but it's not like reading a book, or it's not like going to see a movie or going to see a play or any kind of performance, because you're dealing with raw emotions. Things change so quick, up, down, you're winning, you're losing, you lost, you won. You put so much into it, you put your feeling into it. So the raw emotions that are hanging in the balance from a game, when you are at that Final Four or you're in the championship game and you come up short, it does hurt you. It hurts. And then you keep playing, and it can happen at any level, from the Pee Wee leagues all the way up to professional leagues. My daughter and son, they play basketball, and I've been up and down the roads watching them in championship games from the state level to the national level. And losing is losing. And winning is winning. That's what you're in it for. And you compete, but there's really no guarantee. It's not a science. There's nothing to it. You can have all the strategies you want, but you got to execute. And the human element in it all is your variable that you really can't control. You have to have a great attitude. You have to do everything right. You have to put the shot up, expecting yourself to make it. And so is life. Life is the same way. When you take the shot, you got to believe you're going to make it. When you take the shot to try to be the best, you got to believe you're going to make it. When you go for the job, you got to believe you can get it. When you do things, you got to believe. And so that's an attitude, but it's such a variable attitude that can change because of the weather, because of your relationship, because of what you eat, because of so much, that if you can foresee yourself in certain situations, then you can go into it better and come out of it better. And therein lies a lot of what life's a sport, you can win it, is all about. So my kids have learned a lot of things in sports. I've learned a lot of things. My wife's learned a lot of things. And it's been a great road to be on. It's been up and down, but it's just one of those things in life that kind of spells it all out that we don't
have to appreciate. And the problem is that there are going to be those adversities. You're going to go to the pinnacle in certain ways, and then you're going to have your bad days. And in life, the same thing. And you got to teach kids that, hey, you're going to get a bad grade. You're going to break up with someone. You're going to lose a loved one. You're going to fall when you least expect to fall. But how do you respond is what sports is all about. The adversity, do we respond? Like, do you next day, you got to go out and train after you lose. You got to forget about what happened and move on to the next thing. In life, it's the same thing, and that's such a great point, Anthony, for sure.
Yeah, definitely, and that's how it was with the drive, Neil. That's how it was with the drive and the fumble, okay?
Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about the fumble. That'll have to be for another episode. That was another one of my favorite sports moments, so you're going to really like me, Anthony, for sure, when I talk about that. Those two things. Okay, so that is awesome. People can check you out, and we'll talk about that at the end, but also you have some things now really looking at responsibilities as individuals. You talk about life being a sport, but people have to have responsibilities and protect themselves. Explain a little bit about that, Anthony.
Yes, I think it's something that it's not just for kids. I think that's a great life lesson as a parent. That's what you want your kids to really get to, the responsibility of things. You still learn responsibility. As you get older, you keep gaining responsibility. You keep learning. You keep refining your responsibilities. But when you get older, there's a lot of things that start to happen, which is basically after 18, you become an adult and you're held a little bit more accountable to society. With that, the legal system comes into play. Basically, it's no longer just punishment or you get in trouble at home. You can get in trouble with the law. And so I've been able to be with the company that allows people, make it affordable for people to have legal services at their disposal. Anything that's could be a speeding ticket, you can send in a copy of your speeding ticket, take a picture of it, send it in and have an attorney look at it and give you some great advice and consult with you. You get into a rental situation, you want to buy a car, any type of agreement they can look at. So by having legal shield and legal protection, it allows you to feel a little bit more confident about some of the situations and relationships that you can get into on a day-to-day basis or month-to-month, depending on which you don't may not understand some things, and you can have somebody at a law level to understand it and really give it back to you so you can understand what you're getting into. And that's been so rewarding because
yes,
it's just a great way that people now feel empowered.
And I agree with you. And the fact is, I think about it in the business factors. I have it myself for my business because I've been through two possible legal things that were out of my control. One had to do with the copyright infringement. So anyone listening to this show, trust me, don't use someone's photo unless you have permission or you know it, they own it. Most photographers own their own photos. And I went through this with my interview with Newt Gingrich, that my webmaster decided to post a Getty image. He didn't know it was a Getty image. and good old something Presse, that's what they're called, Français Presse. They're out the French, they're like one of the big like Fox News for France. They went after me and they had an organization and it was never copyrighted. It wasn't a Getty image and they never copyrighted the photo, but I had to hire a lawyer and in just one conversation, sitting down for an hour, it was over $100. But get this, if I wanted him to finally settle it, but good news is he already investigated, I'm fine, there's no way, they're just threatening me, then they just like, they the amount of money it would cost to file, it was going to be $350 for a photo that I'm just doing to promote Newt Gingrich. So what I'm saying to everyone out there, ladies and gentlemen, is that you need to have legal process. You need to have legal representation. And not all of us can afford, or is it even worth, to have a lawyer on retainer? What are the costs for a lawyer on retainer, Anthony?
Oh, man, you're talking thousands of dollars. You're talking thousands of dollars. And they're usually for the big wigs. Celebrities try to have that. But it's a different world when you start having lawyers on retainers and you have a different you're not in the mainstream of life and what things that affect you. You're usually using a lawyer. You have things coming at you from different angles because people see that you have that kind of wealth and people are coming at you and suing you all pretty much on a daily or monthly basis. So you have that attorney. But for 80 cents a day or less than 80 cents a day, you can have the same calls and same consultations, the same representation, the same advice given to you to handle certain things to make sure that you are your rights are covered and that they haven't been infringed upon. So it's been really, really rewarding with that.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, not even a lawyer on retainer, just to go ahead and say, I have my lawyer and I'm going to contact them and it's going to cost me thousands and thousands of dollars each year that could be saved for a business. It could be revenue for your business. I'm talking in a business factor, but just imagine so many businesses, how much money they spend on lawyers that they could just get Legal Shield. And they'd be in the same situation if they're a small business, instead of spending money on lawyers that could be profit for them.
Yeah, and small businesses, and you hit it. That's where I try to make the biggest impact on small businesses, people who have maybe 2 to 10 employees or less. And most small businesses, 70% of America, small businesses, that's what small businesses are defined as. They're really 2 employees, 3 employees. But not just the businesses, the employees themselves. The employers can also offer this to their employees as a benefit. They can offer to their employees, this is a benefit that that the employer can offer and say, hey, you can deduct this out of your pay. It's for less than 80 cents a day, $24 a month. You will have legal representation at your fingertips. You have an app. You're somewhere in the country. Something happens to you on vacation, whatever, you can take a picture, you can send it to your firm and they'll get back with you that same day and you will have somebody who can represent you. You're being mistreated in the hotel. They're telling you can't do this. All that can happen for you at the apps that are on your phone. In today's society, that's just how quickly things happen.
And it's just like having insurance for life insurance or health insurance, or property insurance, you need legal representation. And Anthony, you definitely do. So the best place to contact you is on any of your social media at AnthonyGriggs53 or also your website, right, Anthony?
That is correct.
What is the website that people can check you out?
www.AnthonyGGriggs.com. www.AnthonyGGriggs.com.
Fantastic. Look forward to our next. We're going to kind of break down a lot of different things, from kids advice for parents, but also legal advice, meaning legal advice of what to do if you're in that situation. And in scenarios like I just gave today about my Newt Gingrich situation, that you are going to be the guy that's out there speaking and you're going to help others. And that's important. And that's your mission. And thanks again for calling.
Oh, thank you, Neil. I really appreciate it. Yeah, you're great in everything you're doing and everything that you're putting out there from the information. It starts with the knowledge. It starts with knowledge, and you're definitely giving it out to the people, and I want to help give it out too.
All right, Anthony, thanks for calling, man.
All right.
All right, see you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Neil Haley's show. We'll be back in just a moment.